Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. A new musical stage adaptation of the Roald Dahl classic Charlie and the Chocolate Factory opened on Broadway last Sunday. Directed by three-time Tony Award winner Jack O'Brien, the new musical features beloved songs from the 1971 film version, including Pure Imagination and The Candyman, alongside a brand new score from the songwriters of Hairspray, Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman. The show features a book by David Grieg and choreography by Joshua Burgas. The magic of Mr. Wonka's famous factory is created through Mark Thompson's sets and costumes, lighting by Jaffe Wideman, projections by Jeff Sugg, and puppets by Basil Twist. The cast includes Christian Borle as Willy Wonka. The titular Charlie Bucket is played by three young actors in rotation, and his mother, Mrs. Bucket, is played by Emily Padgett. Emily's previous Broadway credits include Legally Blonde, Rock of Ages, The Revival of Sideshow, and Bright Star. She joins us now. Emily Padgett, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your relationship with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, prior to getting the show.
Well, I loved, you know, Roald Dahl was such a huge, you know, I wouldn't say influence on me, but I loved all of his books growing up. So when the project came around, I was very excited to be a part of it. And Jack O'Brien and the whole creative team just sort of sealed the deal for me. I have wanted to work with Jack for a really long time. And just to be a part of something so exciting and joyous and fun, that's a great thing about this business. We get to do so many different kinds of projects. And for me, it was just a no-brainer. You have to do it.
So how do you approach such a well-known character? How do you make it your own?
Wow. Well, this is the first time I'm playing a mom, which is really exciting. I have a wonderful sister who has two kids, a boy named Charlie, and I really talked to her a lot about it and, you know, watching her with her kids. And I really play her like myself. You know, I think she's Mrs. Bucket's a little spunky, and she's just trying her best. You know, she's a single mom. She's got four ailing, you know, grandparents up in that bed, and she's got a kid who she's trying to provide for. So I'm just trying to play the truth. And I love these boys so much. Our three Charlies are so different, and they're so endearing, and you really become invested in their journey, you know, when they learn something new or when they reach a goal that they've been working at. You're just so proud of them. So I've become so, you know, invested in them, which I think translates the stage, hopefully. And that's sort of it. I'm having the best time figuring it all out, really.
So it's the Matilda model for the Charlies. They're rotating.
They rotate, yeah. So they each have, and this is what's so great about Jack O'Brien, because they're all so different. There isn't a right or wrong. He really plays to each individual boy and their strengths. So they're each almost directed differently. I mean, the staging is the same, but because they're so different, it's so fun for us because we get to change it up and it keeps it exciting. So yes, they each get two or three shows.
The magic of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, is the first time you see whichever version you see or read the book, there's all the revelations, all this crazy stuff keeps happening. It gets zanier and zanier. And so this stage show must be colorful and enormous.
Absolutely. Because this book was not written to be on the stage. So trying to translate that has been really fun to watch. But yeah, we have the best team on Broadway to sort of make this magic happen. It does. It needs to be larger than life. It needs to be endearing. So I think, you know, with the Bucket family creating this sort of love that's, you know, on stage, and the warmth really balances out the zane, because you need to have both. You really want to root for this kid, and you really want to be dazzled and delighted and laugh and cry. And that's what this show does. I mean, it's really magical, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. It's not just exciting because it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's a great musical.
And it has new music and lyrics by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman,
yes,
who are legends, mm-hmm, and so good at making music for family stories, for shows, that songs that appeal to adults and children. What has it been like to get your mouth around some relatively new music?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. They're so they're such good storytellers and they work so well together. And, you know, we're in tech right now at the theater, and Mark Shaiman, you know, a lot of times composers will bring in a dance arranger to kind of help with underscoring and all that stuff. But Mark does it all himself. So we have the composer in the house creating as we go along, which is, you know, it's amazing. And they're so fun. And there's really no, it's just a joyous room. And that comes from Mark, Scott, and Jack. The lyrics are so delightful and sophisticated. You know, I mean, that was something that was so exciting about Roald Dahl is that, yes, they were children's stories, but they were a bit dark at times, and they kind of pushed the boundaries on that. And we're doing that as well. So it's not just a children's show. There's some sophisticated moments and some shocking moments, and that's what makes it also fun. The material that they've written, it just lives in that world. It's really exciting.
There's puppetry by Basil Twist, who did the Pee Wee Herman show on Broadway and a little something for Oh Hello just recently, which is hilarious. How much do you have to interact with that aspect of the show, or is it not very much?
I am not in the factory, but I get to watch and cheer them on, and it's really exciting. I mean, what a master. I mean, he is such a creative person, and he's created something that really is, it's mind-blowing. I mean, I don't want to go too much into it because I don't want to give anything away, but he's made it's magic. I mean, he really is. To be, first of all, to go through life and be like, I'm a professional puppeteer. I mean, how cool is that?
Extremely.
You know what I mean? So his whole team, they're, you know, because a lot of, you know, the ensemble are learning how to work with these puppets and work with the artistry that comes along with it. And so he's been so fantastic with them, and it's really exciting. It's just, I know I've said that a million times, but it is so, I'm delighted every single day.
Yeah, I don't see how it could be, unless something was going very wrong, anything except exciting.
It's so exciting, yeah.
So the show was put up in London before, mm-hmm. But it's coming to Broadway for the first time now. Do you have a sense of what they've had to modify or what they've decided to modify mm-hmm. from the London run to now?
Yeah. I think a big part of it is kind of fleshing out Willy Wonka. You know, why does he want to give away his factory? Why is he done? Why is he at this point in his life? It creates this conflict really early on in the show, which they've really worked on. And so you get to, you know, before you only met Willy Wonka at the factory, but now we're playing with, you know, some ideas of the Candyman and who is the Candyman. So you get to see Christian a little bit more. There's a little bit more mystery in that. And also the children are being played by adults, except for Charlie, which I think is such a brilliant thing that Jack did, because it allows us to have a little bit more fun with how we deal with those kids, and they can come off a little nastier, and it leaves Charlie as this sweet, innocent soul that only a kid can really do. So those are the big changes, and they've added some songs from the movie. It's the same creative team, but they've really worked on the show and changed things, and for an American audience, you know, because an American audience is, it's a little bit different. Yeah, so it does. It feels like a new musical. It really does.
In the movie, the first movie, the Gene Wilder movie, your character, Mrs. Bucket, has a song that is full of heart, but as a kid, and I haven't actually watched it since I was a kid, I was like, this song is a drag, because you want to get to the factory and you don't care as much about the heart of the thing. Yeah. But do you have a heart song? Because now, when I think back on it, I'm like, I bet that song is gorgeous and really matters. So you have the heart of the show, kind of. Yeah. You get to sort of push the heart forward.
Yeah, I do. Everything has to be sort of in balance. And so this part is sort of the grounded heart of the show, I think, to set it up. And I do. I have this beautiful song that Mark and Scott wrote, If Your Father Were Here. And it's just, you know, it's that point where your kid gets so disappointed and you have to just push him on and not to give up and to keep dreaming. And yes, things are hard, but, you know, it's that kind of moment. It's the Cheer Up Charlie moment. And it's staged so beautifully by Josh Bergas and the lighting. And it's really beautiful. You know, the last couple shows I've done, I've been sort of this body kind of larger than life character. And so to like step out of that, wear no makeup, really loose clothing, and just be sort of this mom, is so fun because I've never done it before. So I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying playing opposite these zany characters. Sure. It's so great. It's so, so fun.
The last show that I saw that Josh Burgas choreographed was On the Town. Mm-hmm. And he's, I mean, it was amazing. All the dancers were amazing, of course, but his choreography was gorgeous, very athletic. Mm-hmm. So how do you tackle it?
You know, Josh comes from, it's all very technical. You know, there, I feel like there are choreographers who do a lot of character stuff. And he, you know, with On the Town, it was balletic, it was energetic, it was athletic, and all of that is in here. And he's hired, you know, the dancers in our show are unbelievable. But there's a lot of, you know, because there are a lot of characters in the show, a lot of interesting people. So that kind of movement comes to play. The Oompa Loompas, that is different. And it's really storytelling choreography, you know, because this isn't On the Town. This isn't West Side Story. This isn't some big dance show. Right. But the show does dance, if that makes sense, through the storytelling. So him and Jack work so well together. What makes sense? What is this move? Everything means something. And they work so well together. And it's really beautiful what he's done. And fun and zany and silly. Yeah.
Speaking of dance shows, you were in a stripped-down version of a dance show at the end of last year, Sweet Charity, which I saw. It was wonderful with Sutton Foster. How was that? Did you have a good time? It was dancing like crazy, but such a small stage.
Yeah, it was amazing. That was also Josh Burgas. So
that was the last thing I saw that he choreographed, and
absolutely.
I forgot.
Yeah. It was amazing, you know, working with Lee Silverman, and especially with, like, the political climate, and it was a female-driven show. We had a full female band, and it was such a it was so fun to investigate that show through Sutton and Lee and strip it all down and do it in this space that was very vulnerable and exposed, and it was dark and gritty, and it was so fulfilling in that way. And I got to dance a lot, yeah. And it was exciting. And then to leave that and then just go do something like this is so – I'm so fortunate that I get to play light and dark. You know what I mean? It's so fun. And I've worked with Josh for the better part of a year. We've done a couple other projects together. So this is my Josh Burgas year, and I'm enjoying it immensely. Yeah.
That show, Sweet Charity, was in a teeny space. We were actually in the front row, which isn't braggadocious because there were about six rows or something like that. But you were so close to the audience. Can they interfere with you?
That was a big thing with that show. We were so aware of people. And there were certain audiences that were amazing. Because you really, I mean, of course, every audience you feed off of them. But when they're that close and you can see everything, you can see if they're asleep. You can see if they're laughing. You can see if they're not laughing. You can see if they're invested. You know, it was, every night was really different. And, you know, because it was such a limited run, you know, there were a lot of audiences where it was a lot of our friends, you know what I mean? Because they wanted to get in there. So those audiences were amazing. And then we had the subscriber-based audiences that aren't used to seeing musicals. You know, they come for the plays and stuff. So that was a whole different thing. And it was nightly. It changed nightly. And it was really, it was interesting. It was interesting to see how much an audience can really affect your performance. Because you'd like to think that it doesn't, but it does.
Do you think, or have you thought about, what audiences will come to this show with? Obviously, it's hard to imagine that somebody wouldn't be familiar with it. Of course, that's always the case. You right. think this is something everyone knows, and then people are like, this is my first experience with right. eating bread. Okay. you know, whatever thing. So what do you think people will come in with? What do you, knowing the new version, think they will leave with that's new?
You know, I think we're going to get people who loved the movie, who loved the book. You know, when you put a beloved story that has been a movie on stage, you open yourself up to everyone's idea of what it should be. So I think we're going to get a lot of that. And I think people will walk away seeing a really terrific musical. And the work that they've done, it's sophisticated, it's heartfelt, it's fun. You know, we have Christian Borle leading our ship. How can you go wrong? He is so exciting to watch, and he's dangerous and charming and funny and heartfelt. And when you have that mixed with these boys, and our whole cast is just terrific. I think people will walk away saying that was a terrific musical, because it really is. It's not just come see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory because it's something you know and it's a safe bet and your kids will have fun. It really is. It's a beautiful show, and it's for everybody. And yes, there are certain songs from the movie and it's the story you know and love. But it's an original idea that they've put on stage. So that's what's really exciting.
Emily Padgett plays Mrs. Bucket in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, now playing at the Lundfontein Theater on Broadway. To learn more, visit charlieonbroadway.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.